Hello, this is Andy for Birthday Cake for Breakfast. Thrilled to have with us the poet of the moment, Luke Marcinia. How's it going, Luke?
Pretty good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. We're here at Oddest Bar tonight.
Yep.
In Chorlton. So you've got a gig coming up, mic.
Yep.
What exactly is it that you do?
Basically, it's performance poetry. So it's poems, but with a comic twist. So I'm basically playing a character of a shambolic, sort of like, as you can see, a sort of bit of a shambolic sort of poet figure, who claims that they don't know what they're doing, and that's part of the act. I'm basically ripping off wholesale Tim Key, if anyone knows Tim Key. So basically, but it's not just I'm pretending or trying to be him. It's my take on him and loads of other comics that I'm influenced by, which I'm sure you'll come on to. But yeah, I what I do is I come on and I portray this character for about 15 minutes ago, and I do a few poems and I hope to get some laughs. We'll see.
So how have people been taken to your poetry?
The reaction that I've had is really funny, because when I first started doing it, I thought that I was going to either get loads of laughs or it's going to go the other way and people are going to go, shit, I don't get you, mate, what is it? You know, and do all that business. I've had neither that reaction, which I would class as a negative reaction, or a positive reaction in the way of laughs. So it's been really consistent. People have just they don't know what to think. So they're going, like, a lot of the time they're going, is this guy for real? Is he trying to do, like, real poetry? Is he trying his best? Or they go, well, he's obviously trying to be funny, but I don't get him. So that's the reaction, which I'm quite happy with, because that just makes me laugh. Sorry, I'm not... That is flying... There's a fly there. Move that fly. So the reaction has been pretty consistent. I expect, judging from the crowd tonight, I've had a quick look at a few of the clientele, that it's going to be a pretty similar reaction. I don't know if these girls are going in. If they are, I'll probably get heckled quite a bit by them. So that's pretty much an action that I've had over the past few occasions that I've gigged, pretty much.
Cool. So, inspiration-wise, if we can take your attention, attention away from those teenage girls, inspiration-wise, I do apologise.
Yeah.
So, what sort of inspirations have you had?
Tim Key is obviously the biggest one. We've obviously seen Tim Key quite a few times, and he basically rips me off, I'd say. So Tim Key is basically like a shambolic poet figure, pretty much dresses like this, and he does some of the poems that I actually do, and in the same style as well. Little known comic called Neil Hamburger from the Tim and Eric Show. I think he's really funny. I'm influenced by anyone that I find funny, really. Like, Ricky Gervais, Neil Hamburger, Tim Key. Who else? Tim and Eric, and a lot of other British and American comics, and I try and take what is funny about them and incorporate it into my act, and also, like, bring my take on it, so it's not just me trying to be one of those people, even though it might seem like that. I am actually trying to be a little bit original as well, if I can help it. Definitely influenced by a lot of British comedians. And also American ones as well.
Cool. So, looking on for the rest of the year, because obviously, was it this year that you started doing the poetry?
Yeah, it was literally just like the past couple of months.
Yeah, so, moving on forward, what else have you got on for the rest of the year? Because obviously, we're moving into summer now, so...
Yeah. I'm hoping to do a few more open mic gigs. I'm having quite a look, because I've only just recently, in the past sort of 3 or 4 weeks, literally just started doing this. If I can, do in like one a week, around different locations around Manchester. Prior to that, I used to do a lot of house parties in Chorlton and the South Manchester area, trying to, like, get the vibe going. So and building up a bit of a grassroots kind of rep for myself, seeing what works and what doesn't work. And that's been a good springboard, actually, because it's actually a mate of mine has recently got in touch with me about a festival he's doing this summer in Manchester, and I'm penciled in to be like a comic guy in the middle of some bands. I don't know, maybe just warming people up or doing a little bit, and that's going to be in August. I don't know if it's paid. I hope it is. Just a lot more open mics in Manchester, and hopefully a couple of festivals as well in Manchester, because there's going to be a few festivals in the summer. So I'm hoping to get in touch with some of the people who run those, just see if I can get involved in any way, in terms of obviously doing what I do at the moment. But playing it a lot by ear. Again, that's another fly on this side. I'm not just moving my hand like that for no reason. It's a fly. It's gone now. Jeff? He's gone. That's Goldblum. Found him. Found him, finally. The future's bright. The future's orange. Cut that bit out. I don't know. We'll play it by ear. See how it goes.
Excellent, Luke. Any final words?
I'm really nervous about tonight, but I'm always nervous when I do an open mic gig. I'll get a few lone brows down me, and I'll get the vibe out for the lads, and hopefully I will entertain the good people of Charlton one more time.